KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoof Hound Athletics.
Good evening and welcome out to the Hound Pound as we are getting set for Maryville High School basketball. The girls getting set to meet about 6:10 this evening. They'll be followed by the boys matchup at around 7:30, 7:45 this evening. A Nottoway County rivalry between Maryville and Platte Valley. Again, the girls game getting underway here in just a few minutes. The Spoof Hounds coming in at 3-1 so far this season. They've got wins over Raytown South, Lincoln College Prep, and South Harrison all in a row after dropping the opener of the Savannah Invitational Tournament to Chillicothe. So the Spoof Hounds putting things together under first-year head coach Del Morley. On the other side, for Platte Valley, they're coming in at 2-3 so far on the season, and they've kind of alternated wins and losses to this point in the season. A couple games ago, they finished off the Albany tournament with a win over the host school, Albany, 38-36. Then they fell to Savannah just a few nights ago at home, 36-24. So this is Aaron Murphy's first year coaching Platte Valley. Tyler Peterson, the former girls head basketball coach for Platte Valley. Obviously a lot of success under Coach Peterson. He shifted over to the boys basketball team. Aaron Murphy, who had a lot of experience coaching elsewhere, but also at South Nottoway. And of course, it's a South Nottoway and a Jefferson C123 co-op between these two schools. Coach Murphy, a lot of experience there with South Nottoway. He kind of stepped aside a little bit and allowed Tyler Peterson to be that head coach for this co-op on the girls' side. Tim Germain on the boys' side of things there for many years. And now Aaron Murphy sliding back into that head seat and taking over this program. So kind of a rebuilding phase right now for Platte Valley as well. They lost a lot of starters, a lot of talent from last year's squad. Of course, you think about some of those, the biggest names being Maggie Collins, a four-time All-State performer for Platte Valley. She's now with Northwest Missouri State University, redshirting with the Bearcat women's basketball team. And Briley Ingalls, a three-time All-State performer. She's graduated and moved on. So Platte Valley has lost a lot of good players their previous five seasons. And, of course, you know, dating back for many, many years, it's a very tradition-rich program overall. You think about the last five seasons for Platte Valley, a combined record of 146-10 and five straight trips to the Final Four, two state championships in that span as well. So this is a very good program. Again, a little bit of a rebuilding phase, but they've got some good performers coming back. We'll hear about them coming up a bit as we go through our starting lineups. For Maryville, this is a squad that they've been up and down at times. Last year, 7-17 under head coach Kelly Obley, and she did a lot of great things for Maryville High School, first as an assistant, then taking over this program as the head coach. She's stepped aside, and she's moved on a little bit closer to home back up in Iowa. And so Del Morley, who has been around Maryville for many, many years and obviously has a ton of coaching experience as well, sliding into that head seat for the Spoof Hounds, and again, has them off to a 3-1 start. This is a team that returns leading scorer Jaylee Price. She's a 5'6 senior guard a season ago, averaging about 15 points per game. She has been a terrific ball player for the Spoof Hounds throughout her career. An all Midland Empire Conference performer last year. The two seasons before that, she was honorable mention, so she's been terrific. She is kind of the straw that stirs the drink for the Spoof Hounds. Also, Alyssa Cunningham, a 5'8 senior forward, back in the mix as well. Alyssa averaged 5 points per game last year. Not a huge offensive threat, but she did a lot of little things right for this team. Played good defense, went after every 50-50 ball, and just kind of a team player in that aspect. So those are two of the three seniors that are going to be big for this team as they go throughout. Annie Sparks is that third senior. She's kind of that hybrid guard forward out here for the Spoof Hounds. Averaged about 3 points per game last year. She's taking on a much bigger role this year under head coach Del Morley too. So those are three big players for this Spoof Hound club. They also have four juniors that are getting some big minutes, but it'll be interesting to see how they continue to develop as they go along. Coach Morley said before he went on the air today, just chatting with him on the side, of he told the girls last night in a win over South Harrison on the road with 60-54 that, you know what, a lot of them are going to be ugly this year. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, a win is a win, and that is all that matters. This team is off to a 3-1 start and looking to upend their Nottoway County rival this evening at Platte Valley. So it's been some good matchups over the year, but Platte Valley has won three of the last four, including last year's game that was played at Jefferson High School in Conception Junction, a 42-24 victory for Platte Valley in that matchup with Maryville. So we're a few minutes away from getting the starting lineups, the national anthem, and so forth here from Maryville High School. So we will step aside and be back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
CVKRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for KXCVKRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at unitedfiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Spoofhounds and Platte Valley getting set to get underway here from Maryville High School. National Anthem on the way. We'll step aside. Back with the opening tip on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville or via call or text at 660-562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Spoofhound Basketball.
Welcome back out to Maryville High School as we are getting set for a non-conference battle between a couple of Nottoway County foes. It is Platte Valley here in Maryville taking on the Spoofhounds this evening. Once again, Maryville coming in at 3-1 on the season. Platte Valley is sitting at 2-3. Let's take you through the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game for Maryville. A 5'7 junior guard in Briley Acklin. Alyssa Cunningham, a 5'8 senior forward. Jaylee Price is a 5'6 senior guard. Claire Walter, a 5'9 sophomore forward, and Annie Sparks is a 5'6 senior guard slash forward hybrid for Maryville. On the other side for Platte Valley, their starters include Miley Holtman, a junior guard for Platte Valley, senior guard Malia Bliley, junior guard Maya Ray, junior guard Emily Langford, and senior forward Mackenzie Swinford. That's a look at the starters tonight. A couple last-minute words from each coach before we get this one underway. Support for tonight's game comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Well, the Spoofhounds coming out in their home white uniforms, white jerseys, white shorts. Numbers in green outlined in yellow. Same for Maryville across the chest and Spoofhounds under those numbers on the front of the jerseys. And for Platte Valley, the road gray jerseys, gray shorts. Platte Valley across the chest in blue, outlined in red and white. Same for the numbers. And we're going to set for the opening tip. It is Bradley Ackley winning this one for Maryville. Able to jar that one away from Maya Ray. Comes into the backcourt, picked up by the Spoofhounds. And here comes Jaylee Price for Maryville. First possession of the night for the Hounds. They work it right side and get it over to Claire Walter, just inside the wing. Walter up top now to Cunningham. Right-hand dribble outside the three-point arc. They work it back left side. Now onto the wing it goes to Price. Price with it for the Spoofhounds. Dribbles over between the circles. Now back right side it goes for Annie Sparks. Sparks up top Price. They work it back left side now to Cunningham. Cunningham to the right elbow. Out to Walter. Walter gives a head fake. Starts to drive. Picks it up. Skip pass goes left side. Sparks up top. Ackland. She wants the three-pointer. Off the rim. No good. The ball tip. And the rebound will come down to Emily Langford of Platte Valley. Langford giving it up to Malia Bliley on the right wing. Back out to Bliley. Takes a couple dribbles. Puts up the three-pointer and knocks it down. Malia Bliley, a 35% three-point shooter on the season, knocks down her first attempt of the night just over a minute into the basketball game. The road team Platte Valley with a 3-0 lead. Cunningham has it in the right corner, starts to go baseline, runs into a defender, now gives it up to Ackland. Now up high left side, it goes to Claire Walter. Walter being guarded by Mackenzie Swinford. To Ackland, now into the left corner it goes for Sparks. They work it back around to Cunningham, now right side to Price. And Price goes back left side to Sparks. A patient possession here out of Maryville as now Walter puts up a three off the rim, no good. The ball tipped around and will be picked up by Platte Valley. And Platte Valley trying to add to this three-point lead early on here. Three of the last four in this series have gone the way of Platte Valley, but Price able to scoop that one away from Platte Valley, picked up by Cunningham. The first turnover of the night goes to Platte Valley. Now it's knocked free from Sparks, and it's taken right back by Maya Ray of Platte Valley. Platte Valley gave it up, and then they took it right back. Still early first quarter of this one, 3-0 by way of a three-pointer from Malia Bliley on the first possession of the night for Platte Valley. Inside it goes now for Bliley, trying to back in on Cunningham. Spins to her right, goes up off the glass, shot no good. The rebound comes down to Ackland. Ackland dribbles out of some traffic, comes across midcourt down the center of the floor. Throws left side to Price. Price deep three on the way from the left wing, no good. And that one saved inbounds by Sparks, but it will bounce right into the hands of Miley Holtman. Quick pass ahead, tipped by Price, but it is picked up by Ray of Platte Valley. Now out of the left wing, she'll give it up to Holtman. Now back up top, looking for Bliley. It's tipped away by Ackland. Another turnover for Platte Valley. The ball knocked away from Ackland as she was going up for that shot attempt. It was blocked away. And now out of bounds off of Maryville. Ackland picked that one up, trying to run down the floor. Got to the block, went up the shot, and knocked away. Maryville 0 for 4 from the field to start this one out. Platte Valley 1 for 2. They've got a couple turnovers as well as Ray will inbound it on the sideline. She gets it into Langford and right back to Ray. Has it in front of the Maryville bench on the right wing. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Now bounce pass to the free throw line goes to Holtman. On the baseline is Swinford. Back out to Ray. Wants the three-pointer. Too strong and the rebound comes down to Price. 3:15 into the basketball game. Still a 3-0 lead for Platte Valley. On the left wing with it is Annie Sparks. Sparks to Walter. Walter feeds it inside to Cunningham. One dribble on the block. Now trying to get a pass out to Price. Tipped out of bounds off of Ray. It will stay with Maryville. As a couple subs coming into the game now for Platte Valley. That will be Aubrey Coleman and Allie Day. Cunningham to trigger the inbound from the baseline for the Spoofhounds. Lobs it in too tall for Walter. It is taken away. Running down the floor with it now is Bliley. Runs into some traffic, comes out to the right wing. Now up top it goes for Ray. To Langford. Langford has it high right side, knocked free by Price. Loose ball picked up by Cunningham. Cunningham trying to throw it ahead to Price. She's fouled from behind, and Maryville will keep possession. Third giveaway of the night for Platte Valley. Maryville has forced a few early on, but they haven't turned those into points just yet. So off the foul, Maryville keeps it. The inbound comes in from Cunningham to Price. Now back to Cunningham, high right side. Finds a cutting Sparks, takes one dribble just to the block, kicks it out now to Acklin. Acklin trying to go baseline, goes up, the shot goes down for Maryville. And Briley Acklin able to break the seal, the 5'7 junior guard for the Spoofhounds. It's 3-2 in favor of Platte Valley. As Briley on the drive has it knocked free, picked up and laid in. Allie Day, right place, right time. The junior forward picked that one up and gets the bucket for Platte Valley. Price dribbling between the circles, throws left side to Walter. Walter backing in, gets to the free throw line, lobs it into the corner. That one too tall for Sparks. Giveaway for the Hounds. And Platte Valley will get it back. 3:29 remaining in the first quarter. 5-2 is the lead for Platte Valley. As Ray inbounding on the sideline, gets it into Holtman, trying to dribble through some traffic. Maryville setting up full court pressure. They get across midcourt. Sparks knocks it free from Holtman. Now they get out left side, and Ray picks up the loose ball and knocks down the triple. First points of the night for Maya Ray. We've got a timeout for Maryville, trailing 8-2, 3:14 to play in the first quarter. Coach Morley calls a timeout. He wants to talk things over with his team, and we'll take this break as well. Maryville down 8-2 here in the first quarter. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Well, the Hounds not putting on a shooting clinic early in this one so far. They are 1 of 5 from the field, a few turnovers. Meanwhile, Platte Valley, 3 of 5 shooting. They've also turned the ball over a trio of times. Three different players for Platte Valley getting involved. Malia Bliley and Maya Ray each with 3 apiece, and Allie Day has 2. Meanwhile, for the Spoofhounds, Briley Acklin has the only 2 for the Hounds. As Cunningham finds Sparks on the baseline, quickly double-teamed, and Ray stepping in, gets her hands on the ball. They call a jump ball, and the possession arrow points to Platte Valley. Spoofhounds still trying to find a little rhythm here offensively. We'll see Cora Groh check into the game for Annie Sparks. Groh is a 5'7 junior forward for these Hounds. They'll set up some full-court pressure. Pass comes in looking for Bliley. That one tipped free by Groh. It goes out of bounds, and it will stick here with Platte Valley. 3:01 to play in the first quarter, a 6-point advantage to the road team. Maryville getting their first home action of the night. They were on the road last night against South Harrison. That was a 60-54 win. Between the circles with it is Ray, guarded by Acklin. Picks up her dribble, now gets it out high right side to Bliley. Bliley patiently looking inside. Steps back toward midcourt. Now popping out to catch the pass on the wing, it is Mackenzie Swinford, guarded tightly by Cunningham. And Swinford a little off balance. They're going to call Cunningham for a push. Got a couple hands on Swinford, so that'll be the first personal foul on Cunningham. And one team foul apiece. It is Ray inbounding in front of the Maryville bench. Acklin guarding the inbound pass. It comes into Bliley. She has it out near midcourt and throws it onto the right wing for Langford. Maryville with man-to-man defense here in this opening quarter. They'll work it left side. Quick catch and shoot three on the way. Bliley off the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Cunningham. The outlet to Price. Price up the left sideline for Maryville to the wing. Gets down to the elbow, backs out now. Leading scorer for Maryville entering the season, and she's been terrific throughout her career, Jaylee Price. No shot attempts yet in this basketball game. Platte Valley trying to take her away. Claire Walter driving down to the elbow. Bounce pass into the corner for Acklin. Acklin, one dribble, out to Cunningham. Onto the baseline, Walter. Jumper on the way, nothing but net. Claire Walter. First point of the night for the 5'9 sophomore forward. And Maryville trailing by four, 8-4. Ray with it, one dribble, throws left wing. Little head fake there. Bliley on the drive, gets into the paint. The ball not free, but a blocking foul coming up on the Spoofhounds. This will be on the floor, so no free throws coming. But they will whistle this one on Walter. Second team foul of the night on Maryville. As Bliley gets it into Ray, trying to go baseline, cut off by Gross. She'll reverse out, get to the free throw line, stop. She'll take the jumper from there off the back of the rim. Then it deadens and falls through the hoop. And Ray all of a sudden has 5 of the 10 for Platte Valley. Maryville, though, quick answer. Nice feed inside going from Price to Groh. Groh lays it in. And it's back to a four-point ball game. 10-6, 1:16 left to play here in this first quarter. Ray has it, spins, gets to the elbow. Bounce pass goes now to Langford. Langford into the paint, kick out three on the way. This one from Holtman, no good. The rebound goes to Cunningham. Good box out inside. Cunningham on Swinford. The outlet goes to Price. Price on the right wing to Walter. Left open. She wants the three from there. That one left short, and the rebound comes down to Bliley. 50 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. 10-6 Platte Valley lead. A defensive battle early on between these Nottoway County foes. As Langford between the circles throws left side to Holtman. Now to Ray. And back up top, Bliley. Bliley, a right-hand dribble, shovels a pass off to Langford, has it out near midcourt, standing on the Maryville insignia. Over to Bliley, gives a head fake, starts to drive, cut off by Acklin. Now they'll work it into the corner. Three on the way from Langford. That one off the rim, no good, and Acklin able to snare the rebound for Maryville. Quickly tied up by Ray. And they're going to say that Ray had her foot on the baseline, and so she was out of bounds, and Maryville will keep it. 17.8 seconds remaining in the quarter. Grace Steens checks in for her first action. Claire Walter comes out. Maryville with the basketball. Jaylee Price will bring it up the floor. Into the right corner for Cunningham. Cunningham looks inside. Left-hand dribble. Gets to the elbow. Bounce pass inside. Goes to Steens. Layup from the left side. Goes down. Grace Steens in for just a few seconds. Gets a quick bucket. Maryville within two. And that's the final play of our first quarter. Maryville trailing by two, 10-8 at the end of one. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School basketball on KXCV.org and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
10-8 at the end of one. We are heading into the second quarter here from Maryville High School. The Spoofhounds meeting up with Platte Valley this evening. The girls' game underway, the boys' game to follow. As Jaylee Price brings it across midcourt, you're underway for the second quarter. Price trying to drive, gets to the elbow to Cunningham. Back up top now to Acklin. Bradley Acklin, right-hand dribble, lobs it for Steens on the baseline. Throws it into the corner. Price works it back up to Cunningham. Right side to Groh. Now to Acklin, three-pointer blocked out of bounds. Soaring in, that was Langford. Got her right hand on it and batted that one to the wall. And it will stay with Maryville, 7:34 to play in this opening half. Bounce pass comes in to Cunningham in the right corner. Maryville 4 of 10 from the field so far to start as Ray tips a pass. Steens picks it up and quickly fouled on the floor is Steens. They'll whistle this one on Meyer Ray. Grow bounce pass comes into Price. Price has it between the circles. Guarded up top by Bliley. Fires right side. Grow now into the corner. Cunningham. Cunningham dribbles up toward the wing. Skip pass now goes left side for Acklin. Back up to Cunningham. Maryville trying to chip away at this lead for Platte Valley, but it's stolen away by Ray. Ray to the paint. Lobs underneath. Langford gets it. Goes up. Shot right under the hoop. Won't go down. It is taken away and rebounded by Grow. Then Grow lost it. Going in the other way. Picked up by Swinford. Swinford gives to Bliley. Bliley has it right wing. Thought about the deep three. Price closed that quickly. And Platte Valley works it left side to Ray. Now back up top to Bliley. On the wing, it is Ray. Drives in, gets to the block. Now she'll reverse out and gets to the free throw line. Throws a pass left side looking for Kinsey Redd. Now a tip by Acklin. Goes out of bounds off of Briley Acklin. Good hustle play that time by the Maryville junior. As she'll get a quick breather, Claire Walter comes back into the game. After the deflection, it stays with Platte Valley. Langford set to inbound on the sideline. Gets it into Bliley. Bliley guarded by Price. Man-to-man defense here out of the Hounds. Left-hand dribble by Bliley. She gets a screen from Day. She'll take a quick three. That one goes down. Bliley's been eyeing the three-pointer, trying to get an opportunity. Maryville didn't really give many of those chances until Day right there set the screen. Bliley got open, and she knocks it down. Now a foul on the floor coming up on Platte Valley as Price trying to drive. They'll whistle this one on Malia Bliley. And it's Grow to inbound from the baseline. Bounce pass comes into Steens. Out to Acklin. Acklin, one dribble, thought about a three-pointer. She'll throw right side instead to Price. Price with the left-hand dribble cut off by Bliley. Backs out now between the circles. Gets a screen from Walter. Now throws left side to Steens. Steens with the right-hand dribble gets into the paint. Stop, spins. Out to Grow. Grow throws back to Steens on the wing. Now out to Walter. Again, Maryville trying to get that a good look here. Not trying to force anything this possession. But work it back left side to Grow. Grow skip pass goes right side. Steens. 5:37 to play in the half. Maryville trailing by five. Now Steens pass looking for someone in the paint. Taken away by Langford. But it's quickly stolen right back by Price. Price trying to attack into the paint. Kicks to Acklin. Baseline jumper no good. Right into the hands of Walter. And she lays it in. Not exactly the way they drew that one up. But Maryville comes away with points. And now Price nearly stole another pass away in the backcourt. But it is retained by Platte Valley. On the drive with it is Langford. Langford lost it in the paint. That one picked up by Walter. Fifth turnover of the night on Platte Valley. Price brings it up to the left wing. Guarded by Bliley. Throws it into the corner for Steens. Maryville trailing by three. Left side now to Walter. Walter, a right-hand dribble to the elbow. Back out to Steens. Now skip pass goes left side. Price, deep three on the way from Jaylee. Price goes down. Bliley gave her too much room, and it goes down, and Platte Valley wants a timeout after that one. First three of the night for Jaylee Price. 13-13 is our score. 4:41 to play in the half. We'll take a break. Back with more Maryville High School basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Jaylee Price with the equalizer. 13-13 our score. The first time it's been tied since we were scoreless in the opening minutes of the ball game. Spoofhounds charging back in this one. Haven't trailed by too many. A couple possessions here or there, but overall working their way back in it. 4.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Bliley with it for Platte Valley. Had it right wing. Backs out near midcourt. Throws left side to Ray. Down toward the corner goes for Swinford. Swinford lobs it in for the paint, looking for Ray. Tipped away by Groh. It is picked up and retained by Holtman. Holtman out to Bliley. Gets it to the elbow. Backs out. Now to Ray. Top of the key. Three goes down for Maya Ray. Ray off to a good start in this one. She's got eight already. Briley Ackland, though, quickly the other way, drives baseline and lays it in. A strong take that time by Ackland. Maryville back within one, 16-15 our score. Inside 4 minutes to play here in the half as Ray picks up her dribble, gives it off now to Holtman, high right side. Holtman guarded by Price. Dribbles left, cut off, goes back right, gives to Bliley. Bliley wants a three-pointer. That one too strong. It goes out of bounds and back to Maryville. Spoofhound basketball, 3:34 to play in the first half. 16-15 is the lead for Platte Valley. Maryville has never led in this game. But they've been hanging around and now a chance to push in front as Groh on the drive had that one tipped away, picked up by Swinford, a turnover on the Hounds. Here comes Bliley the other way. She's bumped by Steens. It's knocked out of bounds by Price, and it will stay with Platte Valley. As Annie Sparks checking back into the game, Groh checks out. A one-point Platte Valley lead. It is Bliley set to trigger the inbound for Platte Valley. Throws it in on the wing for Ray. Guarded tightly by Steens. Trying to get down to the baseline. Cut off the ball. Now knocked free by Steens. Picked up by Ray. Quickly gives to Holtman. Fires left side to Langford. Back up top to Ray. Gives a head fake to the paint. Nearly lost control of it. And a whistle and a foul on the floor coming up on a Maryville. And they will get this one on Grace Steens. First team foul on Maryville here in the second quarter. Two already on Platte Valley. Nice work this evening by the officials, including one Vance Prophet working this evening. Pass fired in for Redden of Platte Valley. Up top to Ray. Ray with a dribble left of the lane. Now out to Holtman. Holtman up top gives it back to Redden. The junior three-pointer in and out, and the rebound comes down to Swinford. She keeps it alive for Platte Valley. Ray trying to get to the baseline, to the block. The shot goes down. Tough one in traffic, but Maya Ray with the friendly roll. She's into double figures with 10. An 18-15 lead for Platte Valley. A nice find. Jaylee Price finds a cutting Steens on the baseline. Grace Steens puts it up, her second bucket of the night. And again, Maryville hanging around, down 18-17. 2:25 left to play in our opening half. Up top, Ray left open. Quick three on the way. That one in and out. And Swinford pulls down another offensive board. Gives to Langford. Langford had it knocked free. Picks it back up. Out to Redden. Redden wants the three-pointer. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to Price, and she's fouled. Jaylee Price getting in amongst the trees, fighting for those boards, pulls that one in. Plus she's fouled. That'll be the third team foul on Platte Valley here in this quarter. Cunningham checks back in. She'll fire it in to Price as Maryville again down by one, coming up on 2 minutes to play in the first half. Sparks high right side. Bounce pass goes into the corner for Walter. Walter trying to go baseline. Gets past Swinford. Goes up with the right hand. The bucket goes down, but she was fouled a couple dribbles prior to that. A good quick move that time by Walter to get past Swinford. But again, the foul on the floor, and so Maryville will inbound on the baseline. As Mackenzie Swinford checks out of the game, Allie Day comes back in. Redden also coming out as Holtman back onto the floor for Platte Valley. Sparks gets it into Ackland. Quick three right side. Too strong from Bliley Ackland. The rebound comes down to Bliley. Bliley pushing, but Maryville gets back defensively. They throw left side now. Holtman back up top. Bliley. Bliley and Price, a good match up there on both ends of the floor as Jaylee currently guarding Bliley. Now she'll step out and switch on to Holtman. Holtman gives it to Ray. Ray with the left-hand dribble. Knocked free by Sparks. Price comes over to help out. Maya goes down the right side of the lane, firing a pass on the baseline, looking for Day. That one goes out of bounds and a turnover on Platte Valley. A good ball game here from Maryville High School this evening. 18-17 is the lead for Platte Valley. Price has it left side, throws into the corner. Sparks open for three, too strong off the rim. Offensive rebound, Walter goes back up, fouled on the way up by Day, and we'll see Claire Walter go to the free throw line. Well, Maryville doing a nice job on the glass. Walter positioning herself for that one. See what the sophomore can do. The right-hand free throw rattles home. And we are tied once again, 18-18. It was 13-13, 4:41 to play in the half. That one deadens off the back of the rim. Then it falls through for Walter. She's got four on the night. And 19-18 with 1:10 left to play in the half. The first lead of the night for Maryville. Maya Ray trying to get it right back. A shot too strong. The rebound comes down to Cunningham. Inside a minute to play in the half. Quickly down the floor is Price. Gives it up to Cunningham. Three on the way. Goes down for Alyssa Cunningham. The senior with the big bucket. A four-point lead. Now a quick turnover off of Platte Valley. Everything coming up Maryville right now. First, the free throws by Walter put the Spoofhounds in front. Then the triple that time by Cunningham. It's a 22-18 Maryville lead. 40 seconds to play in the half. Walter, left wing. Up top now, Cunningham. Right-hand dribble. Throws onto the corner for Sparks. Sparks goes baseline. Tipped out of bounds off of Ray. 34 seconds remaining in the half. A highly competitive ballgame here from Maryville. As a bounce pass comes in from Sparks to Walter. Nice cut, nice find that time by Sparks. And Walter lays it up left side of the hoop. And a quick turnover on the other end for Platte Valley. And Jaylee Price goes up with a bucket. Maryville pouring them in a hurry right now. That is five on the night for Price. Quick three on the other side for Bliley. No good. The rebound comes down to Sparks. 7 seconds left to go. Maryville runs the floor, and on the way up, Ackland fouled by Bliley, and we'll see Bryley Ackland step to the free throw line. Well, the Spoofhounds playing quick, getting up and down the floor right now, and they have put themselves on top 26-18 with an 11-0 run. The right-hand free throw from Ackland goes down. Maryville a perfect 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. One more for Ackland. And that's good as well. Two-point 1 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. As a quick stoppage, the officials going over to the scorer's table just to get a couple things straightened out. This is currently a 13-0 run for Maryville. Not a bad way to end this first half. They'll get things sorted out. And it will be Platte Valley basketball as Mackenzie Swinford checking back into the game. They'll put an extra 2.5 seconds back on the clock. So 4.8 left for Platte Valley to work with, trailing by 10. Bounce pass comes into Swinford. She holds it for a second, dribbles to midcourt, comes across. The heave at the buzzer. Off the backboard, no good. And Maryville, a big run to end that second quarter. The Spoofhounds trailing from behind throughout the night. It was 18-15. They pushed their way in front thanks to a couple free throws from Claire Walter, and they did not look back ever since. A 13-0 run, and Maryville goes from trailing the entire night to all of a sudden up by 10 at the break. 28-18 is our score here at halftime. We'll take a break and be back with much more going through our halftime stats and also talking a little bit about this boys game that we have on the way. That's all coming up as you're listening to Maryville High School Basketball right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome back out to Maryville High School Spoofhounds in front of Platte Valley, 28-18 as we reach halftime of this one. And a good ball game here so far for the Spoofhounds. We kind of talked at the start of things here this evening that Coach Morley said, hey, we're going to have a lot of games this year that are ugly. As long as we can win ugly, that's okay. At the end of the day, a W is a W. And the way this one started out, it was not pretty here for the Spoofhounds. Hard time just getting shots to fall in that first quarter. Found themselves trailing. Now, granted, on the other side, played well defensively, didn't give a whole lot of easy looks to Platte Valley, but you did see once they did kind of open up and Malia Bliley and Maya Ray had some opportunities, those shots did go down. As you know, we look at it, Bliley's got a couple buckets on the evening. Maya Ray has 10 to lead all scorers so far tonight. Platte Valley, those two players are the ones that are going to get things rolling for them this evening. They were pretty decent when they got some open looks. They were able to stake Platte Valley to an early 6-point lead, but it really never grew from that point. The Spoofhounds hung around and hung around, able to battle back and tie things up at 13 apiece on a 3-pointer from Jaylee Price early or about midway through that second quarter. And again, it was tied a couple times, but for the most part trailing throughout the night until with 1:10 left to play in the first half. It was a couple free throws from Claire Walter to put Maryville on top 19-18, and then things really just kind of poured in. 9 more points to fall in those final 70 seconds of the first half for Maryville. They find themselves on top 28-18, outscoring Platte Valley 20-8 in that second quarter alone. So a strong finish to the half for Del Morley and his bunch as Maryville on top by 10 here at the break. And, you know, 3 of the last 4 matchups between these two teams and their Nottoway County rivals, only separated by a handful of miles, whether it's, you know, South Nottoway just down in Barnard or Jefferson out in Conception Junction there with that co-op for Platte Valley. All these players know each other. They're from the same area. This is kind of a fun rivalry, and it has been won the last few times by Platte Valley, but Maryville trying to battle back and take one here this evening. And so, talked about it before too. Coach Murphy lost some really, really good talent from last year's team. They're in a bit of a rebuilding mode, but they still have some good players, namely Malia Bliley, Maya Ray, who are really trying to push this team forward. So we'll see what adjustments he draws up here at halftime. But right now, trailing 28-18 here at the break. And of course, the boys' game to follow as well as Maryville. Similar to the Spoofhound girls basketball team, they lost that opener, but they won 3 in a row ever since, including a road win last night against South Harrison, 80-30. And for the Platte Valley boys, they're 3-2. Their last game was a home matchup. They lost to Savannah 62-38 earlier this week. But they started out winning a couple over South Harrison and Pattonsburg. They also won one over North Andrew, losses to King City and Savannah to this point. That should be a fun matchup on the way between Maryville and Platte Valley on the boys' side. But still plenty more to come from this girls' basketball game. At halftime, 28-18 is the lead in favor of Maryville. We'll step aside and be back with more. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville, or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
Twenty-eight to 18 is our score here at halftime. The Maryville girls in front of Platte Valley. Let's take you through our halftime stats from this one. And overall, Maryville shooting 10 of 19 from the field. So, hey, anytime you're shooting over 50%, you will definitely take that. The Spoofhounds looking good there. Also, 4 of 4 at the free throw line there in that opening half. 8 turnovers, most of those coming in the first quarters. They cleaned things up in that regard as that first half went along and played some good basketball. Maryville's being led so far by Claire Walter. She's got 8 points. Also 6 points from Riley Acklin. Jaylee Price, she knocked down a big 3 to tie this game up in the second quarter. Held scoreless for about the first 11-12 minutes of the game, but then she got some big buckets as we went late in that second quarter as Maryville pushed in front. Grace Steens coming off the bench. She has really added a lot defensively, but also 4 points. Alyssa Cunningham hit a big-time three-pointer as well. Once Maryville took the lead 19-18, the Spoofhounds got the ball back, and Cunningham drilled a three-pointer from the right wing that opened up that 4-point lead, and it just kind of felt like momentum was shifting, but that was kind of maybe the straw that broke the camel's back that really got Maryville charged up, got this crowd into it as well. Also off the bench, Cora Groh has come in, played some good defense, and she's got a couple points in that opening half as well. On the other side for Platte Valley, 7 of 20 shooting in the basketball game. They have not attempted any free throws and 8 turnovers in the opening half. They're being led by Maya Ray's 10 points. She leads all scorers in the game. Malia Bliley has 6 points, and also Allie Day off the bench with 2. Maryville again finishing off that first half on a 13-0 run, up by 10. We've got the second half on the way. We'll step aside, back with more. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
We are set for the second half of action. It will be Platte Valley basketball on the floor for Platte Valley. It is Ray, Holtman, Bliley. A quick turnover as Ray throws this one looking for Holtman. It's taken away by Sparks, and Maryville quickly down the floor looking to add to this 10-point lead as a pass goes up top for Price. Once again, Bliley also on the floor along with Holtman, Swinford, Langford, and Ray. On the other side for the Spoofhounds, a pass goes inside Cunningham, back out to Acklin on the drive. Fires left side, Sparks, into the corner for Price. With Price, it is Sparks, Walter, Acklin, and Cunningham on the floor. It's a 10-point Maryville lead. Trying to continue on to this 13-0 run that started late in the first half. Walter, three-pointer right side, off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to Swinford. Swinford had knocked free by Price, but she's able to regain control, and Platte Valley has it. Ray, high post looking for Swinford, off her fingertips, picked up by Bliley. Now back right side for Ray. Ray with a right-hand dribble on the wing, guarded by Sparks. Now she'll lob it left side for Bliley. Left open, wants the three-pointer. That one left short, and it will go out of bounds and back to Maryville. So we saw both teams come out of the gate pretty quiet offensively in the first quarter, and a couple shots missed early on in this third quarter. But, boy, things really did heat up, especially for Maryville late in that first half. As Walter skip pass goes right side for Price. Into the corner now, Sparks. Sparks looking for some help, gets it to Acklin. Now they'll work it around to Walter. A lot of patience out of Maryville offensively. Price thought about a three. She'll dribble up toward the top of the key and give it to Walter instead. Walter into the corner, Cunningham. Cunningham going baseline, goes up through contact. Shot no good, gets her own rebound, and the putback goes down. And that is one thing that you get from Alyssa Cunningham. She's got 5 points. There's an offensive key in there, too, but she is tenacious on the glass, a good defender as well, and pulled in her own rebound and got the bucket. Driving into the paint, Langford goes up. That shot blocked away by Cunningham, picked up, though, by Platte Valley. Bliley with it, trying to drive, gets it to Langford. Langford out to Ray, gives a head fake, drives into the paint, leans forward, shot no good, fouled by Walter, and we will see Platte Valley get their first free throws of the night as Maya Ray steps to the line. A couple free throws here for Walter. Support for tonight's game comes from the St. Joseph Sports Commission, presenting the 2024 Bill Snyder Women's Basketball Classic. That's tomorrow at the Civic Arena in St. Joseph. The event will feature a pair of NCAA tournament teams from last year, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders against Serena Sundell and the Kansas State Wildcats. For ticket information, stjomosports.com. Ray knocks down one of two. She's got 11 points on the night. Serena Sundell, a heck of a basketball player that came through these halls at Maryville High School, an All-Big 12 performer. Be excited to see her back in St. Joseph one more time tomorrow against Middle Tennessee. That's a 5 o'clock tip off for that one. Spoofhounds have it. They're in front 30-19. On the drive with it is Acklin, knocked to the floor, and a foul coming up on Maya Ray. Well, that free throw for Ray ends what was a 15-0 run for Maryville dating back to the first half. 5:25 to play in the third quarter. It's an 11-point Maryville lead. Acklin inbound from the baseline, lobs it in, taken away by Bliley. Bliley running the other way for Platte Valley. On the wing, gives it up for Ray. Ray wants the quick three and knocks it down. And it can turn just like that. Those two especially can get things rolling quickly for Platte Valley. Down by eight. As Walter now loses it, it's picked up by Bliley. Bliley running the other way. A pass across the lane goes to Langford. Langford gives a head fake and then lays it in. And a quick timeout here for Maryville. A six-point lead right now. It is trimmed to just six with 5 minutes left to play here in this third quarter. We'll step aside and be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
It is a 6-0 run right now for Platte Valley. They trail by 6, 30-24. Trying to work their way back in this one. Maryville finished that first half strong, but back come Platte Valley. Acklin has it high right side, takes a dribble, now gives to Walter. Walter over Price on the left wing. Price trying to drive, nowhere to go with Bliley on her. They give it up to Walter. They work it now into the right corner for Sparks. Sparks trying to go baseline, cut off by Ray. The ball knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say last touched by Maryville and a turnover on the Hounds. That will be giveaway number 10 as Maryville now setting up some full court pressure. Ray to inbound. Looking right and will get it in for Bliley on the baseline. Quickly knocked out of bounds by Jaylee Price. And it will stay with Platte Valley as a couple subs coming in for Platte Valley. It is Allie Day and Kinsey Redden. 4:35 to play in the third quarter. Hounds up by six. Ray to inbound again, facing some full court pressure to Bliley. Right back to Ray. She'll sprint up the right side and come across midcourt. Maryville drops back into a man-to-man defense. Ray to Bliley. Bliley cutting goes up. Off balance layup. Tough shot goes down. First bucket of this second half for Malia Bliley. She's got eight. It's a 30-26 Maryville lead. An 8-0 run right now for Platte Valley. Spoofhounds trying to stop the bleeding. As Sparks out near midcourt now to Price. Throws left side to Walter. Walter to Cunningham. Cunningham with a right-hand dribble now backs up near midcourt and throws onto the wing for Walter. Or Sparks, excuse me. Sparks down to the block for Acklin. Acklin has it knocked free by Redden, picked up by Ray. Ray to the lane. She'll kick it out. The jumper there from Holtman, no good. The ball bounces around. It's picked up by Cunningham. Well, momentum on Platte Valley's side right now. An 8-0 run into the corner. Acklin for three. Goes down. Bryley Acklin knocks down the triple. She's got nine. A big one there for Maryville. Still in front by seven, but Platte Valley was making a big push. As a foul on the other end now, they'll whistle this one on Cunningham. It'll be the first team foul on Maryville of this third quarter. One also on Platte Valley. As Cora Groh into the game for the Hounds. Maryville 3-1. They've won three in a row. Inbound pass coming in looking for Day. That one taken away by Walter. Claire Walter with the steal. Turnover number 11 on Platte Valley. In the corner with it, Cunningham. Picks up her dribble. Shovels a pass off to Walter. Walter trying to dribble down to that same corner guarded by Day. Now bounce pass onto the baseline goes to Cunningham. Nowhere to go with Ray right there. They'll reverse it and get it out to Acklin. Now to Price. Price has it left corner. Bliley right there. They'll work it back up top for the grill. Bounce pass onto the block goes to Walter. Walter, and she's called for the walk. Took an extra step. A turnover on the Hounds. 2:53 to play here in the third quarter. Maryville outscored Platte Valley 20-8 to take a lead at halftime, but Platte Valley trying to battle back as Redden has the ball knocked free by Acklin. Both of those two getting on the floor after it. Redden trying to grab the ball with her hands. Acklin was trying to lock it up with her legs. They call a jump ball, and the possession arrow will go to Maryville. So Acklin to throw this one in from the sideline. Lobs it across the court to Groh. Now Groh gives it up to Cunningham. Cunningham wants to drive down to the baseline. Bumped and fouled on the floor. This one coming up on Day. Just a small window there for Cunningham, and she forced the issue. Bumped on the floor, and that'll be team foul number two on Platte Valley in this third quarter. As Langford and Holton back in for Platte Valley. Bounce pass in from Groh, goes to Price, right corner, up top now Acklin. They reverse it and work it down to the left corner. Groh fouled on the floor, trying to drive past Langford, a little blocking foul. And we'll see Groh inbounding now for the Spoofhounds on the baseline. 2:32 remaining in the third quarter. Groh, bounce pass looking for Walter, knocked out of bounds. That one will be off Platte Valley, last touched by Swinford. And so Groh goes from the right of the hoop now to the left of the hoop to get this pass in on the baseline. Throws it into the left corner for Price, guarded by Bliley. Up to the wing, trying to look for a little bit of space. Now starts to drive, goes left side for Walter. Up top now to Groh. Groh with the right-hand dribble to the block, puts up a tough runner, off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to Platte Valley. Quickly ahead to Ray. Ray has it left wing. Throws it right side to Langford. Langford gives a head fake, gets into the paint, bounce pass, wide open. Swinford left side, good ball movement in the bucket for Platte Valley. Swinford with her first points of the night, back to a five-point game. Hounds up by two possessions. Price on the drive, to the block, through contact, lays it in with the left hand. Strong take that time by Jaylee Price. Extending this Maryville lead back to seven, and now a turnover. Langford has it taken away by Cunningham. 13 giveaways on the night for Platte Valley. Maryville wants to make that one hurt. Up by seven. Cunningham to the right elbow. Now they get it to Groh, and Groh into the hands of Acklin out near midcourt for Price. And they reverse it back to Acklin. Between the circles, Cunningham. Cunningham starts to drive looking for Acklin and throws that one into the Maryville bench. 1:25 to play in the third quarter. It's a 35-28 Maryville lead. Grace Steens checks in for her first minutes of this third quarter. She played really well throughout that first half when she got some minutes. Again, defensively played well, but also the sophomore, a couple big buckets for the Hounds on the comeback trail. As Bliley walks it across midcourt, throws it right side to Holtman. Holtman up top now, Swinford. Left side, Bliley gives a head fake on a three, drives, jump stop into the paint, goes up with the right hand, no good, and the rebound comes down to Steens. Steens, the outlet to Price. Price quickly head to Groh. Groh from the corner, wide open three, in transition, no good, and the rebound comes down to Bliley. Bliley trying to dribble through traffic and take this one coast to coast to the paint. Jump stop, through contact, shot no good. The rebound fought for by Steens and Swinford. They'll call a jump ball with a sting here for Maryville. 50 seconds to play in the third quarter, a 35-28 Maryville advantage. As the inbound from Bliley to the high post goes to Langford, now out to Ray. Ray wants the three, it's no good, and Cunningham pulls in another rebound. Ahead to Acklin. Acklin right wing, up top Cunningham. One dribble, she'll give it to Steens. To Acklin. Acklin looked left, looked right, now throws to Groh popping out. As Maryville trying to slow things down, 25 seconds left to play in this third quarter. It's taken away by Bliley. Cunningham trying to get it to Price, and Bliley right there in the passing lane to take that one away. The Hounds have given it away 13 times on the night as well. High post, it goes to Ray. 8 seconds left to play here in this quarter. It's tipped free and taken away by Steens. Maryville forced the turnover. Price trying to get a bucket before the buzzer spins to the rack and lays it in with the left hand. Zeros on the clock and a 9-point lead for Maryville as Price took that one to the rim. Got it off just in time, and the Spoofhounds up 37-28 as we reach the end of the third quarter. Hounds in front by 9, 8 minutes left to play in this one. We'll take a break. Back with more here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV-KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV Care and W comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV Care and W comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Well, a good quarter of play as Platte Valley fought their way back. They got this to a two-score ball game. They had an 8-0 run. It made it a four-point contest, but Maryville came back with some timely buckets, and that includes Jaylee Price spinning, getting to the rim, a tough layup just as time expires in that third quarter to extend us back to a nine-point lead for Maryville. So Platte Valley actually outscored Maryville in that third quarter, but only by one, 10-9. So the Spoofhounds close the quarter strong, and they are still hanging on to this nine-point lead. Esteen's a kick out to Grow. Fourth quarter just underway. Now Claire Walter on the drive. Walter can't get the shot to go down, but she's fouled fighting for that rebound. And this one will stay with the Spoofhounds. 7:46 remaining, a 37-28 lead for Maryville. The boys' game to follow. Both the Maryville girls and the Maryville boys coming into this matchup with Platte Valley's on three-game win streaks. Walter up top throws left side to Grow. Grow bounce pass high post to Steens, back out to Grow. Dribbling between the circles now to Walter. Walter thought about getting it to Price, cutting on the baseline. Instead, reverses it to Steens. Now on the wing, left side to Price. Back right side to Grace Steens. The sophomore, left side to Ackland. Now onto the wing for Walter. Starts that right-hand dribble, guarded by Swinford. Picks it up, looking for Price. Cutting that time, the pass tipped and taken away by Langford. Turnover on Maryville. 7:08 left to play. Bliley trying to go coast to coast to the block. But as she got there, stepping in front and kind of bodying her up that time, Grace Steens, that'll be a blocking foul on the sophomore. And we've got one team foul apiece early in this fourth quarter. From the baseline, the pass lobbed into Swinford. She has it up top. Popping out high post, now taking it out between the circles as Bliley. They work it right side to Ray. Maya Ray with it, a left-hand dribble, will hand it off for Malia Bliley. Bliley guarded by Steens, backs off just a bit. Grace Steens, the sophomore. It's been a spark off the bench tonight for Maryville. As Bliley will dribble left, she has it between the circles, goes toward the wing, now reverses course, goes back right, down to the free throw line, picks up her dribble out to Ray. Ray loses control of it, regains it back out near the Maryville logo at midcourt. Now it's taken away by Price. Price swipes it and goes in. The right-hand layup won't go down. The ball's still loose, and Jaylee gets the rebound. It was kept alive by Ackland. Price goes back up. That one blocked away. And finally with the rebound, it is Platte Valley. Good hustle that time for Maryville to get the steal and the attempt. Ultimately couldn't get the points, but then Platte Valley turns it over on the other end. And head coach Aaron Murphy for Platte Valley wants a timeout to talk things over. 37-28 is our score. 6:14 left to play in the ballgame. We'll step aside and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Platte Valley out of the timeout quickly, forcing a turnover. Grow the pass taken away by Bliley. Then she's pushed in the back by Walter. And the timeout paying off there for Coach Murphy. 6:02 left to play in the ballgame, and Platte Valley has possession. Inbounding on the sideline, it is Ray. Gets it into Bliley out near midcourt. Bliley and Ray have done the heavy lifting tonight for Platte Valley, those two combining for 22 of the 28 points. Swinford has it up top, throws left side to Bliley. Guarded by Groh, Maryville still playing man-to-man defense as Bliley right-hand dribble to the paint, leans in, shot blocked away, but it goes right to Swinford, and she gets the jumper just outside the lane. Swinford with her second bucket of the night. Back to a seven-point ball game. Platte Valley hanging around, down just three possessions. They've done a lot of that thanks to some good defense throughout the night. Groh fires high right side to Steen. Steens caught that one, threw it looking for Price on the baseline. Price kind of a tough spot, could not pull that one in, and Maryville turns it over. Spoofhounds averaging 50 points per game. So far just 37 in this one as Platte Valley hanging around. Swinford fires ahead to Bliley running the floor. She's cut off by Price. Now up top it goes for Ray. Ray with a left-hand dribble to the elbow. Then on the free throw line, spinning, looking for an outlet. She is fouled, and this one is going to be on the floor on Groh. Nearly a turnover that time on Platte Valley. But Ray not called for the travel, instead the foul call on Maryville. 5:07 to play, a seven-point game in favor of Maryville. Swinford has it right side, up top to Ray. Thought about the three. She'll drive instead, trying to get past Walter. Now gives it up left side. The three from Holtman in and out. And the rebound to Swinford, but she's called for a foul on the floor. Swinford had good position, but I'm going to say that was because she was able to get a little push off there. And she'll go to the bench. Two team fouls on Platte Valley in this fourth quarter. Three on Maryville. As Price comes across the timeline, guarded by Langford, gets past Langford to the free throw line. Now to Walter on the baseline. Walter, the head fake. She's fouled on the way up. Shot no good, but they're going to say it was actually a foul on the floor. Kind of a bang-bang play, nearly a shooting foul. They're going to say instead it was on the floor, and so Groh will be inbounding. So far tonight, two free throws for Platte Valley, four for Maryville. Not many opportunities at the line for either squad as Bliley got a very brief rest. She's right back into the game. Langford checks out. Bounce pass comes in from Groh to Cunningham. On the block, out to Ackland. Wants the three. Good. Bliley Ackland into double figures. She's got 12, and it's a 40-30 lead for Maryville. A big one that time for the Spoofhounds. Again, Platte Valley just trying to slowly chip away and get back into it, but it's back to a 10-point game. For the first time since it was 30-20 earlier on in this half. Jumper underneath for Day, no good. The rebound to Walter, and she's fouled. Four team fouls now on Platte Valley with 4:18 left to go as Langford checks in for Kinsey Redden. And Swinford comes right back in. Day checks out. On the floor for the Hounds, it's Walter, Price, Ackland, Cunningham, and Groh. For Platte Valley, it is Bliley, Ray, Holtman, Langford, and Swinford. Price has it just across midcourt, guarded by Bliley. A little zone here out of Platte Valley, or trying to get a trap at least, as now Ackland starts to drive, has it blocked away by Bliley. Couldn't save it on the baseline. It will stay with the Spoofhounds. 10-point Maryville lead, trying to add to it as Groh inbounds into the corner for Price. Price out to Walter. She wants the three left open off the back of the rim. No good, but the offensive rebound kept alive by Ackland. Up top, Walter. They swing it left side for Price. Guarded by Bliley. Price directing traffic. Throws into the corner. Groh wants the quick three. Too strong off the top of the backboard, and the rebound comes down to Swinford. Now Bliley quickly up to the left side for Ray. Maryville able to get back defensively. 3.5 minutes left to play in this one. The boys' game to follow. Bounce pass to Swinford on the baseline. Back up to Ray. Lobs across the court to Langford. Langford, a left-hand dribble, gets into the paint. Bounce pass on the baseline goes to Swinford through traffic. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Ray. Ray wants a three. That one's no good. It'll go out of bounds, and the Spoofhounds will get it back. Tough work on the glass that time. Swinford keeping that one alive, but nothing to show for it on the scoreboard. Still a 10-point advantage for Maryville. As the ball knocked free on the left wing, Walter going after that one as well as Swinford and Ray. And we've got a jump ball possession arrow pointing back to Platte Valley. No, instead it's going to be a foul instead coming up on Maryville as Coach Morley for the Spoofhounds wants a timeout to talk things over. 3 minutes left to go. Maryville in front by 10. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is Maryville High School Basketball.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Spoofhound Nation. Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. Located in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
3 minutes left to go in this one. Platte Valley has won three of the last four against Maryville, including a 42-24 decision last year in Conception Junction. But it is Maryville on top right here, up by 10, trying to run their record to 4-1. Platte Valley coming in at 2-3. Inbound for Platte Valley's Ray goes to Bliley. Bliley being shattered up the floor by Cora Groh of Maryville. Comes across midcourt. She'll hand to Langford. Langford being guarded tightly by Price. Platte Valley very patient this possession, but they're down by 10, less than 3 minutes left. Bliley with it now. Price switched onto her, trying to drive right up the lane to the baseline. Throws across the lane, tipped by Swinford, but it goes out to Langford. She'll put up the three, no good. Long rebound pulled in by Acklin. Bryley Acklin wants to run with it for Maryville. Ahead to Groh. Back to Acklin. Acklin takes one dribble with the left hand, picks it up, and passes to Cunningham. Through traffic, Cunningham has it ripped free by Holtman. Holtman's pass deflected, picked up by Langford. That one knocked free, and is finally controlled by Platte Valley. Out to Ray, right wing, three on the way. Man, Platte Valley needed that one. It doesn't go down for Maya Ray. She has got 14 on the night. Pulled the trigger, but it's still a 10-point game. Maryville comes away with the rebound to end that possession for Platte Valley. Acklin, high left side, looking for some help. Hands to Cunningham, now out to Groh. Cora Groh, bounce pass into the corner, looking for Price. I think Jaylee was ready to catch and shoot that one, but it's tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Bliley. 1:51 left to play. It is a 10-point lead for Maryville. High right side with it, Grace Steens. Steens, left-hand dribble, throws into the corner for Groh. Back out to Steens. Looking for Groh once again, tipped and taken away by Ray. Ray, a right-hand dribble down the floor to the paint, through some traffic. She is bumped by Steens, falls to the floor, the shot deflected, and the ball taken away by Maryville. A quick timeout for head coach Del Morley of the Spoofhounds. 90 seconds left to go. Hounds up by 10, a 30-second timeout. We'll take this break. Back with more here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville, or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
40-30 is our score. 90 seconds left to go in this one. Maryville looking to run its record to 4-1 if they can pick this win up. Spoofhounds drop the opener of the season in the Savannah Invitational to Chillicothe. Hornets always play some great basketball on the girls' side. Maryville's reeled off wins over Raytown South, Lincoln Prep, and South Harrison. And tonight, leading Platte Valley by 10. As Price, nice pass from Steens, gets to the left block. The left-hand layup goes down for Jaylee Price. She goes into double figures with 11, and it's a 42-30 lead for the Spoofhounds. 1:10 left to play. Ray has it knocked free by Cunningham, and they'll whistle Cunningham for the foul in front of the Platte Valley bench. 1:09 left to go in this one, and that is team foul number 5 on Maryville, so a couple free throws on the way for Maya Ray. After this one, Maryville will be taking on Odessa in the 12 Courts of Christmas. That coming up on December 17th as Ray knocks down this free throw. And for Platte Valley, they'll be at home for East Atchison coming up on December 17th. One more for Ray, and she makes both. Her point total goes to 16. Inbound pass to Cunningham. Maryville up by 10. Pass tipped and taken away. Bliley got her fingertips on it. Swinford took it away. And then Cunningham steals a pass from Bliley right back. But her attempted steal goes out of bounds, and so it will stay with Platte Valley. As now, head coach Aaron Murphy for Platte Valley wants to grab a quick timeout to talk things over with his team. 59.2 seconds left to go in this one. Maryville is in front by 10. In support for KXCV KRNW and Spoofhound Athletics comes from the St. Joseph Sports Commission, presenting the 2024 Bill Snyder Women's Basketball Classic December 14th at the Civic Arena in St. Joseph. The event will feature a pair of NCAA tournament teams, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders against Serena Sundell and the Kansas State Wildcats. For ticket information, stjomosports.com. A big matchup coming up tomorrow between Kansas State and Middle Tennessee. It's been a big week overall for Kansas State and Serena Sundell. Within the week against South Carolina Upstate, Sundell became the first Wildcat since 2009 to record a triple-double, 26 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds. Just the fifth player all-time in Kansas State history to do that. The last to do it was Shaylee Linning. Now, Sundell also entered some very impressive company with Shaylee Linning a little bit earlier this season as well, earlier this month actually, as she eclipsed the 600 assist mark. The only players in Kansas State history with 600 or more assists are Serena Sundell and Shaylee Linning. And Linning's one that has her number retired at Kansas State. That kind of tells you the company right now that Serena Sundell shares. She'll be in St. Joseph tomorrow night at 5 o'clock tip-off between K-State and Middle Tennessee. Platte Valley has their pass stolen away. Maryville with it, trying to put this game away. A pass for Steens. She lost it, picked up by Groh. Right back to Steens. Now out to Groh. 40 seconds left. Maryville up 10. Now a foul as Ray able to get her hands onto Ackland. And we'll see Briley Ackland put up a couple free throws now for Maryville. Spoofhounds have only taken 4 free throws on the night. Briley made 2 of those, and all those free throws prior coming in the first half. So 2 on the way here. The first one comes up a little short. 36.9 seconds remaining. Maryville in front 42-32. One more coming for the 5'7 junior guard. That one off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Bliley. Bliley's going to push it down the right side. 32 seconds left to go. defensively, Platte Valley is a good team on that side, obviously only giving up 42 tonight. They only give up 36 per game on average. Offensively, they had their struggles. They're averaging 37 points per game. As here, a ball lost underneath. It is picked up by Steens. She's fouled. That'll be another giveaway for Platte Valley. So they're still trying to kind of find their identity offensively. They average 37 per game. They put up 32 so far tonight. So a long season ahead. And if you've been around the area, you know Platte Valley basketball. You know this is a program that is very good traditionally, but also they get better and better as the season goes along. So a tough one here this evening, but expecting to see them to continue to grow and grow. Again, they've got East Atchison on the way and a road trip to Union Star. They'll take on North Platte in the St. Joseph, Missouri Sports Commission's Holiday Hoops at the Civic Arena December 21st. Then they get a little bit of time off and then start things back up in January with road trips to Mount City and Stewartsville. As Steens to the free throw line, the first one no good. One more on the way. The right-hand free throw goes down. Steens with 5 points on the night. Inbound pass to Langford. She'll come across midcourt with 10 seconds left to go. An 11-point Maryville lead. Langford throws left side to Ray. Ray, a left-hand dribble to the block, puts up the runner off the back of the rim. No good. Day with the rebound. That one won't go in. And this ball game comes to a close. Maryville comes away with a 42-32 victory over Platte Valley this evening. The Spoofhounds improve to 4-1 on the season, while Platte Valley falls to 2-4. Once again, our final score, Maryville 43, Platte Valley 32. We'll take a break and be back with your postgame stats here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Kerry Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville, Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome back out to the Hound Pound as the Maryville girls come away with the 42-32 victory this evening over Platte Valley. Not a lot of scoring in that fourth quarter, but at that point, Maryville had a large lead, and they were just looking to close things out, and they did just that. Once again, 43-32 is our final. The Hounds are 4-1. Meanwhile, Platte Valley falls to 2-4. Taking a look at our final stats from this one, Maryville shot 16 of 35 from the field. They were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Also turned the ball over 20 times in the contest, 12 of those coming in the second half. You know, Maryville had such a good second quarter. They outscored Platte Valley 20-8. Didn't quite get the same offense rolling in the second half, but again, they got up by a good margin and didn't really need to as they go on to win this one by 11. On the other side for Platte Valley, they finished 12 of 40 shooting on the night. They were 3 of 4 at the free throw line and finished with 17 turnovers in the basketball game. Individually tonight for Maryville, Briley Ackland finished the night with 12 points. She had some big shots down the stretch for the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price had 11 for Maryville. Pretty balanced night, 5 in the first half, 6 coming in the second half. Claire Walter had 8 first half points for Maryville. That's what she finished with this evening. And 5 apiece from Alyssa Cunningham and Grace Steens. Cora Groh also put up a couple points in the basketball game. For Platte Valley, it was Maya Ray leading the way. She had 16 points. Malia Bliley finished with 8. Also, Mackenzie Swinford puts up 4 and 2 apiece from Allie Day and Emily Langford. That's a look at the final scoring from this one. Maryville 4-1. Platte Valley falls to 2-4 as the Spoofhounds improve with the 43-32 victory here this evening. Maryville wins it. We will take a break. When we come back, we will get your broadcast rolling for the boys basketball side of things, as once again, Maryville trying to sweep this doubleheader this evening. The Spoofhounds rolling into this one on a three-game win streak just like the girls' side and seeing if they can take down their Nottoway County rivals. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. And from HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Also from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from doctors Bruce Twaddle, Brian Veritaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Support also comes from MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millendinsdaleseed.com.